For 6 decades, the DJ and entertainer Jimmy Savile was a fixture on British radio and television. His charity work brought him a knighthood and friends in high places, including the late Princess Diana. But now, nearly a year after Savile's death, a number of women claim he sexually assaulted them when they were teenagers. Vicky Barker reports from London.
The lanky, flaxen-haired host of Top of the Pops and other entertainment programs, Jimmy Savile frequently invited teenage girls onto the stage. This 1968 footage was posted on YouTube.
She's just shy, this one. This one's shy. You're not shy. Say hello to Mum.
What British viewers learned last week is what allegedly went on backstage in Savile's BBC dressing room, in BBC chauffeured cars, and in his home. Katrina Rose told the BBC this week she was 14 in 1975 when the DJ gave her a tour of his studio, then took her to his home and sexually assaulted her.
I froze. I just didn't know what to do. Did not know what was happening. I was quite a naive 14-year-old.
Yet it wasn't the BBC, but a rival broadcaster that actually broke the story last week. In a detailed documentary, 5 women described being groped, assaulted, and in several cases, raped, the youngest at 13. A BBC report raising the same allegations was shelved early this year. The show's producer insists the decision was made for sound editorial reasons and not because the BBC was airing several tribute programs to Savile at the time. The head of the BBC, George Entwistle, has apologised.
The women involved here have gone through something awful, and it's something I deeply regret that they should have had to go through.
But victim Katrina Rose wants the BBC to investigate who knew about Savile and failed to report him.
They might not have realised the extent of it. They might not have realised that there were girls out there being raped. But they had to have known that this man liked young girls just a bit too much.
The BBC says any internal inquiry will only come after the criminal investigation. Scotland Yard says it is now following 120 leads involving dozens of women describing assaults as far back as 1959. Commander Peter Spindler says he believes them.
At this stage, it's quite clear from what women are telling us that Savile was a predatory sex offender.
Prime Minister David Cameron has said he'll see if Savile can be posthumously stripped of his knighthood. Tomorrow, the undertakers who handled Savile's burial say they'll dismantle the elaborate headstone above his grave, with its epitaph composed by the dead man himself. It was good while it lasted. For NPR News, I'm Vicky Barker in London.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.